You say it's lagging?
Yeah, a little bit, but if it's not on your side, you're the one with the
Oh
recording,
no, you look
so you're
good to me.
good.
You look good to me. Still sipping on bottles.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm gonna try finish this before we fully go on the
I love he's chugging it like he's. Well, so let me just grab a drink actually, because I'm a bit talking.
yes, sir. Oh, shit. Okay.
For those listening. But it's not alcoholic because Dell is teetotal. So it's just some pineapple. All right, we good, bro? I know you're still typing away.
Ready.
Yo, it's the Real Talk Podcast episode 16? 16.
Want to say
16.
16. God damn.
Your boy Deli Meat 18
Or is
is
it
right here.
15?
15. Episode 15. 1 second. The VP of TMGC is
We
just
gotta
quickly
check,
checking the
bro.
numbers. Do you know what I
We
did?
gotta check real
While you're
quick.
checking that, I'm just gonna say I went back and checked the last YouTube video we posted just to make sure I wasn't wearing the same hoodie, because I didn't want people to think that I don't
Oh
change
my
my clothes.
God.
I checked on fit.
Always wear the same fucking hat, but I wash these bits every 3 days.
Well, we're not gonna get into it just yet. But as the as one of the lesser attractive members of Real Talk Podcast, I need to make an effort, obviously. But we're not gonna get into that yet. But yes, episode 14.
15.
So it is episode 15 of the Real Talk Podcast. My name is Delimeat18. I'm joined today by my boy and only co-host, it would appear right now, my boy.
It's your boy Ash, Enraged Nanashi. You feel me? You see me? How's everybody doing today? How are
I
you,
mean,
Daddy?
we would say
How is your
everybody.
fucking week?
Well,
Yeah.
just before we get into it, because this is going to be long, but we say how is everybody today? Like our boy Zaps, who comes on when he wants, can go to WrestleMania and live it big, live it good, but can't make it
True.
to a podcast. Shit is wild.
True.
Let me ask you how your week is, because
True.
yours has been a lot less troublesome. So let me ask you first, and then we can get into the fucking sting that's currently going on in my life.
Shit, my week's been good. Got offered another job the other
Hey.
day, so. Oh man, yeah. Just thinking about it, I'm waiting to hear back from another one.
Shit.
Substantial increase,
Whoo!
in pay for either of them. So, but it might be less time for other things. But we'll
Oh,
see how
okay.
that plays out. We'll see how it plays
That's
out.
the decision you that's a decision you've got to kind of really, really think about, because especially the views that we've got of kind of not wanting to do the 9-to-5 lifestyle for forever, or for the rest of our working lives. Or anyway, you've got to kind of weigh up the yeah. But you've also got family to think about. You're, you know.
But yeah, I got a house to buy. I got a gaming
Ugh.
setup like this. I mean, I'm doing my shit in my living room right now. So I get a house, maybe, a couple living rooms, few bedrooms, then I can dedicate an actual space.
Shit.
Unless we get the subs up suddenly. If I get what was it I said on
But
on Let's Talk About
I
It?
think you said
By the way,
600.
let's talk about it every Saturday on Deli Meat 18 and your girl Brit 69's Twitch channels live talk show. Go check that out. We'll try to leave a link in the YouTube description or something. I'll let my
I see
boy
that.
Deli handle
Look,
that.
look at
But
look at look at this guy.
come on
This is
now,
why
come
we call
on
him Mr. PR, because
now.
he got that. Yeah, nah.
But yeah, man. Yeah, just that's just happening in life. I'm starting 75 hard tomorrow as well.
What's up?
That's a good point. For people that don't know, 75 hard is basically 75 days of being very strict and disciplined with sort of your actions, being more aware. But the main concept of it, right, is you do two workouts a day. One indoor, one outdoor. They can be around 45 minutes. You're supposed to drink 2 to 3 liters of water a day, read for half an hour every day, no ordering out, no junk food, and yeah, just being more mindful, just for those 75 days. And if you fail to complete a day, you start again from the beginning. So
Yeah.
if you don't work out for on day 38, no matter if you've done everything else, go back day one.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with the name, but I was familiar with the concept because I've heard a lot of people do that. There's a really good comedian, very controversial. I've talked about him before, called Danny Mullen, and he talked about that. Like, and it's re he's really good to listen to because he's fucking hilarious. But the guy's work ethic and knowledge is like incredible. Like, he's a guy that got me into starting to research and do investments and like fractional investments and stuff like that. Like, he invested something like, I can't remember what he said, it was a while ago, but invested like only a small amount of money in Disney, because you can imagine a share of Disney is like, one share of Disney is like thousands. But like, he invested like small amounts, and the amount of money that he saw increase from those like fractional investments was like absolutely insane. So yeah, but yeah, I'm going off on a tangent. I'm doing a zaps and waffling.
No,
So what's
never really truly missed the guy.
so you're actually currently searching for a job, or is it just something that came up?
Just something that came up, just both of them got messaged on the old LinkedIn, and yes, it's been that ever since.
Nice, nice. It's still in hacking and web security. Same
Not both of
field
them,
though.
but yeah, same field. Just one is more to do about cybersecurity, and the other one's more about advanced manufacturing.
Yep, I'm not going to ask any more because I don't understand either of those things. No,
Why I'd just be blagging it in the interviews. Shit,
I'm
I don't
very good
know
at that
how
though.
it.
I love that. Like, I'm so good in a job interview because I am so good at just completely manufacturing like everything I say, like until I
Just
get in there.
regurgitate your homepage.
Yeah.
Their fucking page, whatever their page is, I just regurgitate it. Just that's it.
I tell people that all the time, and they're like, "Oh, I'm so shit at interviewing." And I'm just like, all you need to do, like the week before, is just spend a little bit of time researching, because the minute you start
Facts.
spewing like you've read the website and that you've done research, you've already got the job, because they're like, "Oh, this guy like really wants a job. He like knows everything." When actually all you've done is read the like the little about us tab at the very bottom of the web page. You've maybe done a Wikipedia search on the company, like. Yeah, it's so easy. Like, interviewing is so easy. So yeah, I
It
don't really
is.
understand people that interview bad.
I think like 80% of it is just being confident in there as well. And just look, if as long as you know your weak points, it's really weird to say, but if you know your weak points and you can give great examples of how you've overcome a weak point, then just go in there with confidence, be confident about the shit you know about them, and identify where your weaknesses are and how you can adapt to that workplace.
And just
So.
watch a couple of YouTube videos as well on interview skills, because every interview is the same. I've spent the last, if before obviously I took the demotion, spent the last 15-ish, yeah, roughly 15-ish years like interviewing people. Like, I got my first management job when I was 17, 18 years old, and every interview style in every company you work for is exactly the same. Exactly the same, because they come from the same HR departments who have the exact same tutoring at university, and they ask exactly the same questions. And like I said about knowing your weaknesses and stuff like that, when you the worst thing you can do in a job interview is, and I see it time and time again when I'm recruiting, or when I used to recruit, is people act like they haven't got a weakness. Like, one of the worst things you can hear if you're interviewing someone is when you go, what would you say your key weakness is? Or what would you say your key weaknesses are?
I'm a
And
perfectionist.
that
They've
that
already shredded your shit.
I'm already thinking about how I can wrap this interview up. I'm already thinking about how quickly can I get you out of the door. Or equally as bad, if not worse. Can't really think of anything. I don't think I have any key weaknesses, or I don't have any weaknesses that I can think of. Like, you know what you're shit at. Like, you're a grown ass adult. You know if you are terrible at like admin, or terrible at sales, or like, you know, it's a person that goes in there and goes, my weaknesses are this. How I adapt to it is this. Like, you start, you answer. You already give an answer to the question I'm going to ask next, because the minute you tell me you're terrible at something, I'm going to ask you what you do to overcome it. If you already tell me how you're going to overcome it, then chances are you're already a candidate for the job. Like, you're already top of the list. But yeah, it's terrible. Like, I interview a lot of kids, like working like in a department store, or when I was managing a department store. And the amount of kids that, because of the social skills, because they live online, I'm presuming that's where it's from anyway. The social skills of like kids like that we're recruiting now is horrendous, bro. Absolutely horrendous.
Oh,
Like,
for real?
they can't speak. And I'm not exaggerating when I say, like, I'm not saying you'd think I'm saying they can't speak, like they can't hold a conversation. Like, they actually can't speak. They don't know how to almost put words together.
Articulate
They,
themselves.
no, not even articulate. Like they will sit there like this, and you'll say, because they're kids and they're fresh out of school, you may say something like, "What do you do in your spare time?" And they'll go, "Well, like, sometimes I go with my friends." Like, there's just nothing, bro. It's, and you're sat there and you're like, your ears are bleeding.
Is that actually better to watch paint dry?
It's not even better. It'd be better to put hot needles in my ears and just let it all
Jeez.
go, bro. It's worrying, is what it is, I think. It's worrying because I know myself, when I was first applying for my jobs, like, I would get home and my mom would sit me down and she'd be like, "So what did you say? What, how was the interview? What?" Like, I was shitting myself more because I had to go and justify myself at home afterwards
Than in the actual
than in
interview.
the actual interview. Like, so I like hustled. Like, I actually don't think, and this isn't an ego thing, but I don't think I've ever interviewed for a job I haven't got, that I can think of anyway.
I think I'm the same. I think I've been rejected before, like by just my CV alone. But I think
Oh yeah, everyone has.
when I've gone to like actually interview,
Yeah.
yeah.
I can only think of one promotion I got passed up on. But that wasn't necessarily my fault. Maybe that due to my lack of experience, maybe, but the person before me fucked up. So they went for an external rather than an internal. But I can't think of a job that I've applied for and interviewed for that I haven't got.
I did so well in one job. I interviewed so well in one job that I ended up, what did I do? I got the job, ended up not going. They were like, your start date's this day. I never showed up, never answered the calls. Then I applied again to the same people a year later. And they were like, didn't you interview with us before? And I was like, oh yeah, I didn't get any of the stuff that you sent. My bad.
Yeah.
And then they hired me again.
It's so easy. And this is kind of what's frustrating. This may piss people off, but it's so easy to get a job if you want a job. If you actively want a job, I think it's very easy to get a job if you're willing to do anything. And I'm saying that because I know my company alone, which we'll get onto in a minute, is a dog shit company, but we are constantly looking for people, constantly hiring. And the pool that we're fishing from is so fucking small in terms of people that can actually like maintain a job, like turn up for work on time. Even when we hire the people, turning up on time. And these are people who have got families, people who have got people to provide for. It's so easy. My first job, when I went into working in restaurants, I was 3.5 hours late for the interview, and I got the job. Like,
Three and a half hours late.
because I'd forgotten what day the interview was. I was a 16-year-old kid. Like, I forgot what time the interview was at. I had a bunch of other stuff going on, and I was like, shit, I've got an interview in like an hour. So then, like, I had to like rush home. like put on a suit, like do all that stuff, then get to that place. And luckily, the head chef there was cool as fuck, and he was just like, "Look, we get it, you're a kid. Like, sit down, tell me about yourself, rah rah rah." And like, he hired me on the spot. He was just like, "Yep," because I was in catering college, so
Right.
he was just like, "Yep, got the job."
More of a formality, just to check everything else.
Well, he even said then, he was like, you're a 16-year-old kid, it's minimum wage, we're going to be paying you £4 an hour plus tips." Like, yeah, like they, I think it was because 16-year-old kids are so hard to get to work, he saw that like I was actually like willing to like actually
Like you actually
hustle.
cared, yeah.
Yeah, because he was like, "What hours can you do? Like, you know, some of the days, like 15-hour days, you're down for it." And I was like, "Yeah, bro, like do it." And that job actually put me in hospital because they were like sitting between 15 to 17-hour days, like in restaurants. Like I was like, it was horrible. Like I went to hospital because I thought I was developing a heart defect, because I was like living off food at the restaurant, going home, sleeping for like 3 4 hours, and then coming back and like all that. Like there was nights we'd all stay at one person's house because we'd be in the next day, like working in restaurants. Props to those people, because fuck me, they're
I always
that.
wanted to do it until I really found out what it fuck it was like.
Like, if my kids told me, "Dad, I want to be a chef," I'd be like, "Nah." Because I've worked in 5 different restaurants. Five or six different restaurants and hotels, and they're all the same. Like, you start work at between, so at one of the hotels, you started work at between 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning, until like you got off. You don't have any time. And then if people don't turn up for work, people have still got to eat, so you've got to work through. So I had shifts that I would start work at, say, 5 a.m. and not get out till 1 a.m., 12, between 12 and 1 a.m. in the morning. Like, it was rough. Like that one, the restaurant and hotel, that was the worst job. I left there with the quickness. They were making cuts after summer season. They had a really bad summer season, and they were like, "We're making redundancies now." I just put my hand up. I was like, "I'm out." Like,
Oh, so you voluntarily gave that shit up.
yeah, I took voluntary redundancy. They like sat down all the, because we had a terrible season, and they were like, "We're making we're made it, making redundancies. Anyone want to put their hand up?" And I was like, "Bro, just get me out of here." Like, and then that's when I went into working into retail, which again was an incredibly smart decision I made. But I had a baby on the way, so you know, man had
Had
to
to
get a
do
job.
it. Had to do what you had to
Man had to
do.
get a job, bro. So
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think apart from COVID, because unfortunately I was working in an independent gym, so it wasn't able to sustain itself and it got shut down. I don't think I've gone without having a job for an extended period of time for since I was like 16. I think I've always been working.
Yeah, that was me. When I took that redundancy, I was out of work for maybe 6 weeks. Because, like I said, as brutal as it'll sound, if you want a job, you'll get a job. I had a baby on the way. I was like,
Anything.
anything, bro. Like, I need a legitimate sort, because the thing is I won't get into it, but I had a load of trouble back home. I had to move away, so I moved in with the girl I was seeing. I'd only been seeing her a couple months. She got pregnant. We were staying with her mom's dad's house. I had to get a legitimate source of income so then we could get our own place. So I just took any job that was thrown my way. And I just went and worked for a sports footwear company as a part-time sales assistant. They offered me full-time within the first month. Boom, done. Like, if you want a fucking job, you'll get a job, bro.
Yeah,
You'll get a job.
absolutely.
You'll get a job. Because it, like I say, it's so hard to find good people to work minimum wage, because minimum wage sucks dick.
Yeah, minimum wages.
Especially if you're a kid. If you're under the age of 18, I think it's like £5.10 an hour.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because then if you're over 25, it's like £12 an hour.
Then that works out like, was it like 14K a year or something?
Yeah,
Just
depends how much your hour, like how many hours you've got a week, but
yeah, if
yeah.
you do like 40, and then if you're in London and you're getting that, nothing, bro. You
Oh,
can't even make rent.
you are, yeah, you're. Let me just Google this. Under 18's minimum wage. Under 18. Because that is brutal, bro. Because that my place pays minimum wage. And there's kids that are like either under 18 or just over 18 that are better than some of like the oldest guys we've got. And they're paid like double. Also, under 18s, you're paid £6.40.
Damn.
If you're over 21, you're paid double that. Like how is your work ethic, how is your wage more just based on your age? Like surely.
Because you know, I have responsibilities like rent and shit.
Yeah, but even if you're over, so if you're 22, chances are nowadays anyway, you're living at home.
But I think that was for like, that was probably set like back then. In
It's
houses, when you could fucking walk into a bank with a duffel bag of cash and just be like, buy a house.
it's just crazy. It's crazy that like yeah, there should just be the for me. I mean, it's not economically viable, but for me anyway, it should just be a flat rate, like living wage. This is what we think people can live on. Everyone's paid the same. But I get it. But what you do get is like my last place that I managed. I was told by my senior management, like regional manager, and that I was only allowed to hire people under the age of 21.
Stupor.
Which is illegal. It's illegal to
Child
do,
labor.
but it is essentially, yeah. They basically said if you want to keep your labor budget, you've got to hire people under the age of 21, which is fucking crazy, absolutely criminal. But speaking about criminal, my fucking week.
That is a criminal.
So. Little recap. Last week we spoke about, if you remember, Ash, I spoke about the fact that I found out a colleague of mine that works in the offices upstairs, two floors above me essentially, was keeping a little diary. I've actually got photos of that now. I won't tell you how I got the pictures, but I got the pictures.
So you took pictures of the diary.
Nah.
Oh, Delhi's got an inside informant.
Nope, because I don't know if any of them listen to this. So there's a whole gang of people that work at my place. So if any of them are listening, one, go fuck yourselves, snakes. But also, no.
Clutching my pearls.
But so, two twos coming to work last week after the pod, and another an informant of mine. tells me that the former store manager of the department store I work at, who isn't actually contracted, I don't believe, to work there anymore, or at least she's had a change of contract, so she isn't actually the store manager, has been asking part-time members of staff to keep their phones on them so then they can track me.
Wait, who?
So the my former manager,
Okay.
so I was a sales manager at the department store. So my former manager, who's had a promotion to go and work at a bigger store, but we haven't currently got a store manager, so she covers the store occasionally, has asked part-time sales assistants, kids, to keep their phones on them and text her what I'm doing. How crazy, like, I know, bro. How crazy is that?
So now we've got the old woman
So we've got the old woman upstairs.
and your former manager.
And then she's employed a guy whose job I took off him. So I took this guy's job off him as like a kind of like in charge of the warehouse, and he got put on the shop floor. She's asked him to keep his phone on him and text her everything I'm doing. Right? It gets worse. He's only a kid. He's like 18 years old. He's gone around and told everyone in the store what's happening. That's obviously got back to me. And what's crazy, bro, including senior members of management inside the store. He's told senior members of management in the store what he's doing. So I found out all these people are doing this about me. I go into work on Friday. Who's waiting in the store?
The manager.
The manager and a manager from another store.
Why?
Because then I get taken inside for an investigation.
Because you banged someone in the office? Allegedly. Allegedly.
No.
Okay.
So then I go into the investigation, yeah? So imagine this, yeah? And remember, I took a huge pay cut. So I'm now just like, I'm just in the fucking warehouse. Like, I've not got any authority. My responsibilities are minimum. So I go into this meeting, they sit me down in the middle between them both, and they say to me, they pull out a bunch of paperwork, yeah, that I've apparently not signed, like health and safety shit, like warehouse walks, just general health and safety shit that's not been filled out. And they're like, can you explain why none of this has been filled out? And I was like, look, I must have forgotten, but like, because it's like 3 weeks worth of some of the paperwork that I've missed out. And I'm like, I've completely forgotten about it, but it's 3 weeks worth of work. I've got three line managers above me that are meant to check my work. Like, why is it taking 3 weeks for this to be pulled up? So that's only part of it. The next thing because they're trying to sack me, they're trying to get the key thing they're trying to do is get me done for time stealing or time theft, time card fraud. But it's shit like I go on my break, clock out on time, fine, clock back in off my break on time, and then I go back into the offices where there's no cameras for like an extra 15 minutes. And there's nothing bookie about it. Like, I'm literally going in there to use the computers to, like, you know, because I do like stock transportations, like interstore transfers, store stock returns, all that sort of stuff. Just basic transportation and logistics stuff. And file paperwork. And I say all this. Oh, and then the other thing is me getting changed at work because obviously, like, I've got to wear PPE.
Yeah, I was
And
about to say.
they're trying to say that that's time theft.
But you have to change into your actual uniform.
Yep. And the thing is all these dates, what's crazy, all these times and dates that I've got, they all
Match up
used.
with the diet, match up with the diary.
Yep. And the times that I go for breaks and stuff like that is times because I've checked this. I won't say how I've checked this, but I've checked this. The times and dates they brought up that I was going on breaks. If you were to say to look at the CCTV system at work, you'd see the guy that I've been told is like messaging the store manager and telling him all my movements. He's there on his phone typing away, like basically just going, he's just gone on his break. He's just come back off his break, like. I don't know who I've upset, but someone's trying to get me out of the paint for like no good reason. Because I'm very good at my job. I'm incredibly good at my job. So I've got to have slept with someone's wife that I don't know about. Like I've been asleep. I've slept, walked outside, gone to someone's house, slept with their wife, not unbeknownst to me, because someone really wants me out of that place. It's absolutely crazy.
What the fuck? So wait, what's so you've had that investigation now? What's
I'm just waiting on a judgment call.
But they can't fire you for that, right? It's like because they have to go through it properly, so this is
Time
probably
theft,
gonna go.
can be classed as gross misconduct, so you can be fired for that.
Yeah, but they can't prove that. Unfortunately, there's no
No,
cameras.
what I am wondering though is obviously it's hugely unprofessional for a senior, like the highest authority in a store slash stores. To be employing children to spy on her behalf. And like at the moment, what I'm thinking is I don't actually know whether to go to HR for the company and pull like a almost a bullying claim. Like when I say like what I've been told is like there's like three or four people that are all in on this. Like it's some craziness.
I would go to HR. I mean, HR is there to protect the company, right? But
Exactly. I've
I'd still go to HR.
Yeah, I've had problems with like this before with like companies, like especially because this is like the one of the biggest department store companies in the country, and they don't actually have a legitimate HR department. Like the HR department for the company is one person for a company that has like, I think we have roughly 250 stores, and there's one guy in charge of HR. So yeah, it's a dodgy fucking company, bro. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it's gonna play out. I bust them sideways in the investigation though. Like I lost my fucking shit.
Wait, really?
Oh yeah, like I went in. So like at the end of it, so anyone who's ever had an investigation before, this is the first one I've ever had in my entire working life. So halfway through, so I brought up the case about the PPE. Like the fact I've got to wear PPE for work. If I'm getting changed at work, it's due to that. Also, I walk to work as well, so I'm not about to get all sweaty and be stinking up the store. Like I'm gonna get changed, put deodorant on, all of that. And they already know all this. So she actually had to stop the investigation because she didn't actually have the answers. When I said, like, I'm getting changed for work, like, I've got to wear PPE, it's a store requirement, like, it's not a time clock theft. So she had to pause it. So at the end, she said, is there anything you'd like to say before we pause this? And I said, yeah. So I basically called them on bullying. I said, I'm being bullied, I'm being victimized. Like, this is completely incorrect.
You're treating me like zaps.
Well, the thing is, having done this a lot myself, if you bring up bullying, mental health, or sexuality, like it's very hard to get sacked because the minute you mention bullying, the company shits itself. So yeah, so I brought up all that, and then she came back in, and apparently by law, you're actually required to clock in after you've got changed. So they are actually correct. Which I thought was
What?
crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I googled it myself, and it doesn't seem that way. And then at the end, at the end of the investigation, she tried to end it very quickly, and I interrupted her. And then I just went on like a 10-minute tirade about how good I am at my job, how I've never had a performance review in 3.5 years I've been with the company, I've never had a record of discussion, disciplinary, anything. Like my record, if you went through my staff file, it is completely
Squeaky.
clean. And my line manager has never spoken to me or pulled me on anything. So like I just went on a 10-minute tirade. So
Oh, this is coming out of nowhere. Yeah.
yeah, so I think I'll be good, but they are trying to sack me, so I definitely need a job because of the nearest opportunity. Anyone who's ever worked for a company, the minute you have an investigation or they try to get proceed with disciplinary action, they want you sacked. And then if you beat the case,
They're waiting for you to slip
they
up.
really don't like it. They because HR or senior management don't like looking like idiots. So the minute it's like police, if you've ever been in trouble with the police, if you bust a case, they are on your ass for the next year. Like they are trying to catch you out. So yeah, I do think that it's time for me to move on, which is kind of annoying because the job is pretty close to where I live. It's very convenient. The hours are perfect. And yeah, so it's unfortunate, but it looks like it's going to be content for the pod for the next couple of weeks. And, you know, for the next,
We keep getting an update.
and yeah, and then, you know, if I do get sacked, then I guess I can classify myself as a full-time content creator because I might not have a job. So, but you know, I'll just get a job at fucking Amazon, stacking fucking shelves and fucking up people's parcels.
I heard that shit is brutal at
Oh, bro,
Amazon.
yeah, that I've known a few people that do that. I knew a couple of people that steal from Amazon. Apparently, they're pretty easy to steal from. So, if anyone wants some free tech, some free
Well,
gear.
actually, I can attest to that because when I was building my PC, I ordered my CPU from Amazon and I got handed an empty box.
Yep, there you go.
No fucking chip inside it. So
Yep.
next time I build a PC, I think I'm gonna work at Amazon for a bit.
Just ask me, bro. Just ask me. I had one of my boys, actually, I probably shouldn't say that. Allegedly, he had a couple people that used to pay him in goods from Amazon. So like he just used it like bare like fucking controllers, fucking clothes, all sorts, bro. All sorts, like crazy. The stuff that, you know, these I was gonna name a nationality then, but that's probably a bit wrong. But the stuff that these guys could get out with, I don't know how they did it, but they did that shit. But saying that, the company that I work for now, we sell hot tubs. And there was a store manager that got sacked not long ago because he used to nick hot tubs.
You mean he used to nick hot tubs?
So you know the big bins? You know, I know it's crazy. You know, like these the big industrial bins that you see outside, like back of like department
The
stores
ones
or
with two lids, like you just,
yeah.
yeah.
He
There's
was
no way
put.
you fit a hot tub in there.
Yeah. So you
There's
know
no way. It
no, do you know what a lazy spa is?
is it like a personal sized one?
Yeah, you could fit like three, four people inside it, but they're inflatable.
Oh, okay.
They're inflatable hot tubs. So
Okay.
he was putting them in like black bin bags, like out of the boxes, just like the innards in the inside bits and the filters and everything. He was putting them in black bin bags, industrial bin bags, chucking them in there, and then rolling up like the next day, the next morning at like 6 a.m. before like anyone gets to work, and loading them in the back of his car. But he was doing that for fucking months, apparently. They reckon he left the company and he didn't get sacked. He left. There was a police investigation and they couldn't pin it on him. They reckon he stole around £50,000 worth of goods.
Nice. Love that.
He's big chilling. A big
Love
chilling.
that. Love that.
So.
I have some stories as well, allegedly. These are all jokes, but yeah, I have some stories about work pissing me off and me allegedly taking some things.
What's all right, allegedly, because I didn't know we were gonna get onto this, because I've got a couple good ones. What's like the highlight reel of what you've left us all with?
Oh, I haven't worked in many like big retail stores, but when I was at school, I was playing a lot of rugby, and I've worked at a rugby store, so I am homies with the rugby gang. It's our local team.
And they were sponsored by your company, but your company didn't know they were
But you know what
sponsoring
happened? I wasn't doing it until. Because basically it was the summer, right? And I had nothing to do, and I think all my friends were like busy for this weekend or something. And I was like, okay, well, if they're busy, let me go and work for these guys and a bit of extra money. Then so I asked for extra time. They were like, we can't give you extra time, but there's some shit we need to do. And I was like, oh well, it'd be cool to like use this as a reason to get maybe a pay rise or a promotion later down the line. So anyway, so I help out this woman because she's like, I've got to do this all by myself. So I was like, listen, I'm cool with helping you. You don't need to pay me. I'll just do it. And she was like, are you sure? Are you sure you don't have to? Like, all nice about it. Anyway, first day, I go and do the shit. I worked for like 6 hours. She's like, oh yeah, thanks. Come back the second day. Second day, I do even more shit. Like probably like almost finished basically. And she walks in and she's like, is this all you've done? Like hella attitude.
Oh shit.
I don't know who pissed her off that day. I don't know why, who she got spoken to, but she was gonna do this all by herself. I volunteered to help her out. She's like, is this all you've done? You've barely done
Fuck.
fucking anything. So I said, that I think
You're
she like
like bet.
she stormed off, and I think that was the first time I was genuinely shocked that someone talked to me like fucking that. So I was like, okay. Left completely cool. It was like, see you later, whatever the fuck your name is. See you tomorrow. Oh, you want me to still come tomorrow? Yeah, still come tomorrow. Like, get here whenever you want. I bring a bag. Duffel
Oh
bag.
shit.
Duffel bag.
Yeah.
I put random like fucking garbage in it, like boxes to make it look like I came in with it packed out.
Yeah.
And walked in like, yeah, I've got training after. I gotta go do this and blah. What the fuck ever. Empty that shit. Bam. Stuff the shit, bro. I remember I got to like the entrance of the store because it's full of like boxes and shit, so it's not heavy, right?
Yeah.
So I this is how conniving I was, bro. This is how much of a revenge I forget. Once I got to the store and I like saw that where it is and like there's gonna be cameras and stuff. I started pretending like it was fucking heavy. so that it looks the same when I walk it, bro. I was on timing, like the,
That's me. That's me.
and yeah, so I was basically in charge of doing the stock checks. So I was just like, oh, there's 20 shirts here. Now there's 18. Man, I made a bag that summer. I made a bag that summer because the rugby shirts were like 50 quid a pop. So I was just selling for like 35.
I had very similar. So the company that I left, they treated me like dog shit towards the end, and I put like 7 years into this company, independent retailer. I was like, running at one point, I was running two stores, but only being paid for one. Like I did it because I fucked with the area manager heavy, but he kind of fucked me over towards the end, and like it's similar to like what you said. Like for me, like I'm huge on respect, like mutual respect. So like I started to feel disrespected, especially because like that's where I met my son's mom. So like these people, like the owners of the company, I knew the owners of the company. I'd been on like buying, not buying trips, but like season launches, met fucking brands and shit with them, like helped them out heavy. Because I've always been such a good salesman, so like I would go above and beyond my pay grade to help them, and they knew my family, all of that. So then when I started to feel disrespected and I found a new job, I told like a load of the people that worked with me that I was leaving, and hella, and I mean hella people handed in their notice at the same time. So then the final week there, I was like, "Well, go on, just help yourselves." I was like, "Don't tell me what you're taking, don't tell me what you're doing, but take what you want." And I'm not gonna say I took anything, but like, if I had a little bit of, Marc Jacobs, a little bit of D squared, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, maybe, a few fits. But the guy that replaced me actually knew, because it was in a big shopping center near where I live. Big shopping center. I knew him. He came from a different fashion retailer. He told me what the stock take was after I left. All I'm gonna say is your stock take typically that company wanted it under 0.2. Realistically, it was always under 0.5. It was around between I can't remember if he said around 5 or 6%. It was like 10 times what it should
Jesus
And
Christ, bro.
for reference, D squared jeans retail from standard around £500.
My God, man.
We sold shit like Burberry, which is like for a Burberry jacket, you're looking at like between £1,000 to £3,000.
They would have investigated me because they would have seen my Instagram the 2 weeks after I
You
left,
like.
seeing I'm on holiday. All inclusive at 17 by myself, sipping a Mai Tai. Like, no way, no
Brand
way,
new clothes, yeah, bro. Like,
bro. Would have looked like a fucking drug dealer.
I'm thinking more. They look at like your Instagram story, and it's like, anyone want to buy 30 rugby tops, £25 a piece?
Bro, I kept that shit silent. I made sure
You have to.
no one said my fucking name
You
when I
have
left
to.
that shit.
That's what I did when I left there, bro. Like, the only people I told to do that shit was like, like the people that I was actually close to that I'm still in contact with today. Like it was only people I know, like they ain't gonna trip. But yeah, I was just like, yeah, just bro, just take what you want. Don't make it bait. Don't be fucking going and getting like the fucking Louis Vuitton fucking duffel bag we've got, kind of glass fucking case. So then when the manager comes the next morning, he's like, who sold that? Like, yeah, take the shit that people ain't gonna fucking miss until they do a stock take. And all
Man.
I did for the next week was similar to what you will have done, like where it says like fucking 18 fucking tops, you write 15, so they don't raise like alert.
The only other thing I did that wasn't like harmful to a company was I worked for another independent gym and I worked for there for like 4 years. So, of course, gyms, they're not open on like Christmas and New Year's. But I was still going because I was like, it's Tuesday, it's chest day. I'm in the gym, like, so I would open up, and I think people found out, but not like managers, like just civilians, like normal people that come to the gym. So they were like, oh, are you gonna, can you sort me out? I like want to do a session. So I ended up saying, like, look, you can't tell anybody else, but the more people you get, the less money it's gonna be. Otherwise, I can't open the gym. So I ended up having like, they all had to train within like 2 hours. Like once I finished training, showered, you guys are out. Because like otherwise, I'm gonna phone the police telling me broken or some shit. I think I made everybody pay £10 for a day pass for me to open up on Christmas.
I love that
That
shit.
Christmas was lit, bro. I went in there at 7 o'clock. I left at like 9:30. Parents just woke up. I have money in my pocket, bro. I think I had like 10 or 15 people in that place working out. The
Bro.
worst part was the boss lived upstairs, but it's Christmas, so he wasn't.
Oh.
So it's a gym, and then there's like an apartment complex
Yeah.
above it. But yeah, he wasn't there for Christmas. But like, if he decided to check the cameras for whatever reason, yeah, man, that was fucking lit. And I did that for like 2 years straight.
Yeah, I've got, oh yeah. I've got some fucking crazy stories of shit I did.
I got some stories.
I'm just, yeah, some of them are very fucking criminal though. I'm gonna say one thing I did do at a place I worked a long, long time ago, and I can't say what I did, but all I can say is, I can tell, I'll tell you off pod, but it could like be looking legal. So yeah, but I will say that I stole the HDMI cord from the CCTV camera. And
Oh, I've sprayed the shits before.
yeah, I can't say why that's the only thing.
That job before. Have we, isn't that like a thing?
No. That wasn't the reason, but that may have been one of the reasons.
Either he fucking or he beating the fuck out of someone, but it's one of the two, bro.
But yeah, I had to do that because the area manager made a surprise visit. The regional manager made a surprise visit. So essentially, I wasn't even in work. What I had to do is pay someone to do that short shit for me to like come in the next day before the regional manager got in, because he used to come up and stay. And then I got into work the early the next morning, and I just wiped a hard drive. So,
You was doing something that you shouldn't have been doing, bro. Shit.
let's. I'll say that. Well, I'll say it like this. This is the way that I can say it, 'cause it's not. But it's yeah, the sale and collection of substances.
Oh my, allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly, like no. Like it could be candy. I could be selling sweets. I could be selling fucking pop. Like.
Man.
Look, I had kids, bro. Like when you're not getting paid well, you got to make more money. You got to make more money. Like and you know, skills make a lot of money.
Skills do be hitting. Skills do be hitting. I'm tasting the rainbow. Bro, what I would give to go back in time and work this job, actually, because I did fuckeries. I
Which
did.
where's this the gym?
This is one of the gyms I worked at. It's the first one I worked at. Man, I had some good time. I was working with. Anyway,
Well,
let me.
can I just ask, because one of the gyms that like is always lit and always full of fuckery, and I want to know if you worked at it, is Exercise for Less.
Never worked there.
That's like, because Exercise for Less is like the equivalent to like what like the like trying to think for the people, because we've got a lot of American listeners. Which, can I just say, the last episode of Real Talk that we posted on YouTube is, I think, now the most viewed episode we've had yet. But yeah, like Gold's Gym, I think, is like the fucking huge like corporate one now.
Gold Gym now, yeah. Yeah,
Because
Gold Gym's always
obviously it
kind of
used to
lit.
be like the staple of gyms, like when Arnold's worked there. But Exercise for Less over here, like it's like a hugely budget gym. Like I've seen people get their faces taken off with fucking plates, like a 5 kg plate just smashed across someone's face in the changing rooms.
What the fuck are you doing at these gyms, bro?
Oh, bro, they're like. Because Exercise for Less is like a membership's like what £10 a month. something like that. It's like cheap, and they're always like either in the ends or like on the edge of the ends. So like, bro, you'd go into like the changing rooms and there'd be fucking dumbbells on the floor with like blood on them,
Yeah,
and then you'd go to,
Jesus.
and then you go to the changing rooms to go and like put your shorts on or whatever, and there's like fucking needles on the floor from like the roid heads.
Junkies.
And then I used to take roids, so I appreciate it, bro. And
Sorry.
then you'd go past the toilets and someone's getting their back blown out. Like those gyms are disgusting.
It was me.
It was it.
It's blowing.
There ain't no way. Nah, actually, I could see you like blowing someone's back out in the toilets. Pause.
Bruh, so allegedly,
There's a whole lot of allegedly. That's going to the stream title.
yeah, allegedly for sure. The gym that I worked at had it used to have a tanning room, but this we didn't have a tanning room anymore. It was just full of just junk, like it was
Yeah.
basically storage. So no one else had the key.
Was it no, but the question is colleague or
Civilian.
civilian, yeah.
Yes. Man.
Oh, you know what? I would say to those people who are listening to this who are young, single, and just starting out and
Work
don't
at a gym.
work at a gym, work retail, like somewhere where there's a good gender mix. And if you don't need your job, take advantage of it because there's just something about fucking in the workplace that is so good.
Don't do what Deli says. Listen, take that first month when you don't know where everything is to figure out where the cameras are.
Yeah, that is yes. But what I'm saying
Fig
is take advantage of not needing your job. Because my first job in retail, like like the times I worked in restaurants, all of that, like is yeah. Cause not needing your job is the most empowering thing in the world because knowing now that I need my job, like you're just work is just boring. Whereas when you don't need your job, it's so much fun.
Don't listen, dedicate. Stay in school. Keep your nose clean.
You
Don't follow up.
just talked about allegedly filling a duffel bag with rubbish
Allegedly, it means I might not have done it, or I could have.
So it's
But
just a story. It's just a
it's just
fun fictional story.
I am a habitual liar. I'm such a bad liar. I'm such a huge liar. Oh my God.
Well. This kind of leads on a little bit to something else that's fun to talk about. So, you were the first guest on Let's Talk About It yesterday. And we spoke about a lot. We covered a lot. And, you know, we had some opinions and some of which I don't know if you were being completely honest about. So there's a couple of things that now we're on what is a male platform that I'm very interested in getting your opinion on?
Let's hear it. By the way, I don't think you're topping me as a guest for a while. I'm just letting you know
No,
that.
I will say you cooked, bro. Like I was impressed. I know you've got that in the bank anyway, so I don't want that to come off as patronizing, but I was like, bro, like I mean me
He's
you had
actually funny.
No. Because me and you after the project last week, me and you had like a pretty like we had like a little like heart to heart
Heart to
almost.
heart, we
Yeah,
did,
like
yeah.
we covered a lot of shit. And like it was I thought about this when I was thinking about topics we're gonna talk about today. And I was like, bro, like everything me and him talked about, like he displayed it all. Like people fucked with you heavy in the comments, like in the chat, like they fucked with you heavy. Like you bodied that episode. But like I said a few things and you didn't necessarily disagree with me, but I was like, bro, I don't think he means this. And me and you didn't get into like the debates that I thought we would.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna be at cutthroat. I was ready. I got the six sink right here. You feel me? I was ready.
So the first thing that, because this is like a, I've explained this before when people have asked to come on this, like females that have asked to come on this, I've said that like this is kind of like a male platform, if you know what I mean. Like we talk about male topics, not like it's exclusively male, but like I like the fact that it's got that kind of like almost slight
looking into the male brain almost.
Yeah, whereas when we're on Let's Talk About It, a lot of it is like female
very
based.
Mixed.
Yeah, but a lot if you look at the audience for Let's Talk About It, if you go in the chat, I'd probably say it's like 80 to 90% female.
Yeah, which is actually quite interesting.
Yeah.
Statistically.
Yeah.
So I think you're sitting on something there. But yeah, okay.
But we talked about, I was low-key annoyed, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, I think I know which one you're already pissed off at. I already know. And it's the fucking, it's letting your girls go on a girls trip that you're mm-hmm. fucking annoyed at.
You didn't have my back, bro, because I know you don't.
I've let my girl go on a girls trip.
But you know exactly what I was getting at.
No, like, no.
When your girl goes on a girls trip, you as a man, I don't think, and maybe it's just my friendship circle is fucked, but I don't think men are happy with it or are comfortable.
Bro, leave. Okay, listen. I love my partner. I love whoever I'm with. Mm-hmm. Whoever's by my side, you're there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm so like loving and caring and all this bullshit that the fucking audience wants to hear, there are things that I do as well. Like, because we spoke about how I feel like I hold some traditional values. Like, I'm not saying women belong in the kitchen before I get canceled, but I feel like being a provider is something that adds value to me as a man. Like the fact that I can provide for someone. So I almost feel like, maybe it's not true, but I almost feel like as well, because I set that standard, which I have imposed upon myself,
mm-hmm.
that I am to be more relied on, which is fine because that's why I want to be as a provider. So when you are telling me, hey, I'm not going to be here for 3 days because I'm going to go on a girls trip, so you're just going to have the house to yourself, can you look after it? Leave me the fuck alone. Leave tonight. Like, I promise you, I don't care. I think the more important things are who the fuck you're going with, because if it's your homegirl that's been single for fucking 30 years, has fucking five cats, and is just out here slobbing on dudes.
Yeah.
And I've heard her talk to you like, hey, fuck that. Listen, then maybe I'm going to be opposed to that. But like, again, like you said, with the whole your part, like the whoever you're with, you wouldn't want them to do that and they wouldn't want you to do that either. I wouldn't expect, if you're with me, I don't really expect you to be having friends like that, because if I catch a whiff of that, I'm not here for that, because I'm now dealing with ops that I don't need. I'm not dealing with that. So my girlfriend, partner, wife would hopefully have some solid friendships that wouldn't involve those types of people. So then and again, that's where it will stem from. Plus, I'm not like you. If my trust is broken with a girl, it's wraps. I'm not fucking with you. And if I'm fucking with you, just know it's just because I want to, like, it would not, like, you could really go do what the fuck you want, because I don't give a fuck.
But you said you wouldn't be happy with your girl going on a bachelorette trip, though.
This, because I, girls trips, I've seen wholesome shits happen. I don't know what it is about bachelorette parties where the people are like tapped. What did I see recently? There was a chef. He's a hired chef. Dipping bananas in chocolate, straddling the mm-hmm. fucking over him. You can't see me, I'm too dark, but fucking over him.
No,
I couldn't do it. I couldn't, because if I saw that on an Instagram reel, I've never held a gun before. I'm sure I'd figure it out.
But do you know what I think it is? And maybe, and I said this on the episode. I think because of the shit I've done, and because I don't think, and I was a little bit disappointed with myself when I was like clipping it up yesterday, that I didn't maybe make the points. I don't think they would be taken as valid anyway with the platform. And that's not a shot at anyone. I just think with how we fuck with each other, like I just don't think it would have been. But I think because of the shit I've done, that's kind of fucked up my psyche. Because though you say you trust your girl and everything like that, which is beautiful, and I'm sure she's a fantastic woman, and shouts out to her and your family, but I've had girls that have never cheated in their life, have got houses, been married, got kids, you know, wholesome women, I have made cheat on their boyfriends. Like, not even made because that sounds weird, but have cheated on their boyfriends with me or their husbands with me. And they are good people. And so I think
they got it in them. They got the dog in them.
If you could meet these women, you would go, she did that? And I'd be like, yeah, bro. So like for me, I think my own infidelities and my own not even infidelities, because I have not cheated on anyone with those people, but their own infidelities and my own sexual deviances have kind of fucked up my psyche when it comes to relationships and trusting people. Because the way that females move, completely different to males.
Yeah, but in the same breath of that, if that fucking happens, then so be it. Because you've just proved what type of a person you are. Because look, there's for me, right? I would love to go solo tripping, and I plan to do that. My boys, my best friends, one of them is a godfather, and my kid lives in Turkey. I'm going to go see her.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, whether she can make it or not, I'm going to go see her.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just because it's just me and him. It's me, him, and my other boy. Like, what are we going to do? We're probably going to go out drinking, go in restaurants, eat, fucking play a little bit of volleyball, because we used to play that shit all the time.
Find some Mediterranean girls.
And just fucking chill, man.
And like, just fuck, yeah.
And just chill. Like, we're not going to be doing anything. And if if she can't, like, if she can't trust me with that, then that says more about her than me. On the other hand, if she trusts me with it, but I do something, that says more about me than it does her.
Yeah. Yeah, I do agree. And like I said yesterday, I think that's why it's so good to find someone that you're in a relationship with that holds similar values. Like I said, I love the fucking possessive shit, bro. I fucking love that shit. I love a toxic woman. And they're the worst people to be in a relationship with, but it's so much fun.
I used to be like that. I can't do it anymore. My heart.
One of my best friends is my son's mom. Like, and me and her were joking the other day because like she would come downstairs with a smile on her face that like looked like she wanted to fuck me up, and I knew. I was like, right, she's gonna find something to argue about. Like, she just wants to fucking argue. Like, I can already tell. And she laughed. She was like, yeah, like I did, like. She would just, for no reason, bro, she'd just be like, she'd look at my phone and I'd be like fucking swiping, and she'd see a girl with like a big ass on my screen, and she'd just grab my phone. Like,
oh man.
I love that shit, bro.
Oh,
like,
man.
It's funny because I'm such a peaceful person now. Like, I'm constantly like in the search of like peace. But like when it comes to women, like I want the wild, like give me the wildest one. The one like, it was Mel in the chat yesterday. I was going through the clips. I don't know if you've seen the ones I put on Twitter, but I think it was Mel in the chat said that she like her ex-boyfriend, she like beat him up with his own phone. I was fucking crying because like the amount of times I've been in that position where like I've just got the dog shit like beaten out of me by a bitch is five or six times probably in my life I've been like beaten up by a woman. So they probably people listening to this now are like, he's making more and more sense. Like him as a person is making more and more sense.
Like Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
Like fucking hell.
It does. It makes it fun, though. It makes it fun. It's about finding a girl that's got good balance with it, though, as well. Like they've got to have like, there's got to be big pros as well to them as a people, because yeah, you can't have people that like are just constantly fucking on your case. Like the only thing I don't like in a relationship is people that go through each other's phones. I've never done that with a female. Ain't no way.
You've never? Let's talk about it.
I've gone through a female's phone.
Literally said the other day you did and you snapped her shit.
Oh, shit. No, that's different. That's for one, that's a very... That's very...
You said you never.
Okay. Boy was justified. So for those that don't know, it was on Let's Talk About It yesterday. We spoke about our cheating stories and it's not the only time I've gone through her phone. You're right. But I was like, I was very young. This is why I can't remember it, bro. Because I was like, I was a kid. Like, you will have done it as well, I'm sure, as like a you.
I've gone through a woman's phone before.
Yeah.
I've gone through my longest relationship's phone.
I think as a kid, you know, you're learning how to conduct yourself in a relationship. But I was in a very toxic relationship. Like that was probably one of the most toxic relationships that I've been in. But I was 16, 17, 18, like right around that age region.
Mm.
And yeah, I'll tell it quickly. I woke up, she woke me up to have sex with me, basically said to me, I'm going downstairs to get you a drink. Your dick better be hard when I came back up. She was a fiend. And when she came, before she came back upstairs, I went on her computer, her Facebook was pinging off, and I found she'd been sexting a guy and talking about how good his dick tastes and all this shit. And yeah, then everything went left from there, and violence was committed upon inanimate objects, not upon her, because I watched a clip back and it said, we went on a long walk and shit went sideways, which basically sounded like I killed her, which I didn't. She's still alive. She lives in West Sussex now. But yeah. So what did you find in the phone when you went through it?
Well, she was just talking to this guy. But...
Oh, so she cheated on you?
No, she was just talking to him. Like, was she talking to him? Was she talking about him? I think she was talking about him. I can't remember, but she. It's a gray area wherever she was cheating. Like, she wasn't, but some people would class it as cheating. For me, it's unfaithful, but I wouldn't call it cheating.
But surely being unfaithful is cheating. Surely it's just a synonym.
I feel like cheating is physical.
Well, really?
Yeah.
So if you go through your female's phone and she's talking about how she dreams about... So... Okay. Good. This is a good question that we could talk about, because I may have sent you a message that a married woman sent to me that read, I fucked my husband last night and I thought about you the whole time. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Is that cheating?
She fucked him but thought about you. No, that's being unfaithful.
So sexting isn't cheating? Bro,
you go through your girl, the woman
you love.
And I feel like they're the same thing, but one is physical, one is not. But it's the same thing. It encompasses the same thing.
You go through, bro. The only thing I'm thinking is, I'm sorry to use this as an example. I know you won't be upset, but the love of your life is sat near you right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. You went through her phone tonight, mm-hmm. and you found out she'd been sexting a don.
She's being unfaithful.
Nah,
if she physically does it with him, she's cheating.
So you're not breaking up over that?
I said it's the same thing. It's just one is physical, one is.
Yeah, but both are cheating, surely. You classify them both as the same.
No, because cheating is physical and being unfaithful is just not being committed to the relationship, which is a form of cheating, but they're
So, do you know what? I'm gonna, obviously, we're growing our Twitter channel, so I don't know how many impressions it's gonna get. But what I'm gonna do is on our Twitter, so Real Talk TMGC on Twitter, I'm gonna put a poll today for next week's episode, similar to what the thing we're gonna get onto now will be before we start talking about wrapping this up. I'm gonna put that on Twitter, and then I'll obviously share it. I'm sure Ash will share it, and Zaps will share it, and the rest of the gang will. But also, you're gonna be watching this on YouTube before it goes out anywhere else. Please, in the comments, just drop in the comments, is sexting cheating, yes or no? Because that's wild, bro. Would you end your relationship over though?
yeah.
Okay. You just wouldn't give it the title of being cheated on. I was gonna say, because I've definitely ended some relationships and said I got cheated on because they were like
No, they're
messaging.
being you're unfaithful until you do it. Well, you're unfaithful even when after you do it, but then you have cheated.
What about just before we move on? What about the topic of male friends? Where do you stand on your female having male friends?
Anyone before me, fine. Anyone after me, like how, why, but
Because
like also.
my son's mom said to me the other day, she was like, "How would you feel if I was like saying I was going out with like some male co-workers from work?" And I was
Fine.
like, nah. I said no.
Male co-workers from work,
No,
fine.
no. So like no. So her and like a couple male co-workers going out on
Okay.
like, why do you need to go out with guys?
Because they work together.
No, but then have your dinner together at work. You don't need to go to a restaurant after work and get food, or even in your free time, go see these guys.
It's not that
But you, so she, so you'd be okay with your girl having male friends then? Because what's the difference between a male friend and a male coworker?
that they work together.
Yeah, but then why? But if they're socializing outside of work, then that's a
Because
male friend.
sometimes work involves
No,
social contact.
that's fine. But I'm talking about if she was like going, if she was like, oh, me and some guys from work are going out for some food, going to go see a movie, get some drinks. That's a male friend at that point.
Okay.
So
They work
you're,
together. Yeah, so it's different, I guess.
nah, bro. I just don't see a situation. I truly don't believe men and women can just be friends. I really don't. Because are you telling me you've had attractive female friends that you either haven't thought about sleeping with or haven't slept with or had some sort of romantic
Yes.
connection with? Seriously, every attractive female friend I've had sex with, I think.
No.
Or no, not had sex with, but had some sort of romantic connection with.
No.
Because that makes me sound like a complete slut.
No. No, there are exceptions. I think there are exceptions to the rules.
Exceptions, bro. That's some. We're getting onto semantics there. We're getting onto like you. So, would you say then 9 times out of 10 that if you've got an attractive female friend and she thinks you're attractive, that 9 times out of 10 there is some sort of connection there, romantic connection.
No.
If you both feel like you're attracted,
Well,
or
then that's different because you both feel like you're attracted.
we had this conversation on my birthday stream, but typically, and my argument won that typically a male and female, one of them will feel some sort of connection to the other.
Yes.
And that's why, for me, if I'm in a relationship, unless you knew this guy before me and nothing happened, fine. But if you meet a guy while we're together, whether you're work colleagues or not, and he's male, like, tap me out. If you want to pursue that friendship, because one of the two of you is gonna feel something, and I don't need you like kikiing with a guy on the phone or at work, like or whatever, like while this guy's thinking about how he can get me out of the pain. Nah.
Maybe the guy that's been there for ages is just playing a long game.
Oh no, that's happened. That's definitely happened.
And there you go.
I
You
mean,
can't trust anyone.
oh, bro, I've got trust issues like coming out of my fucking ass, bro. I've got and a lot of these and the thing is, I own all this. I did yesterday. Like, a lot of this is self-inflicted. But shit's been done to me, but a lot of it's self-inflicted as well. This is what I will say to anyone, any young person listening to this. This is why you don't cheat and you don't become a cheater, like, because it affects you more than you know. Like, it really fucks up your depiction of what relationships are. Because, like I say, I've had people who have like sold houses because of like, I've played a part in them cheating. I've had fucking divorces happen because of me. I've had fucking all sorts of, like. And that just fucks up your mental. Stay pure, stay loyal, or stay single and just fuck like a fucking gorilla. Like, and that's because, the king gorilla is the one that just fucks all the bitches in the tribe and no one else gets any pussy.
And what a beautiful way to end that episode.
No, just before we go out, we need to cover this. We need to cover this. Ash. The poll last week, we put out the most attractive male on Real Talk, and Ash won. I called it. I knew it'd happen.
Someone edit confetti in. Woo!
Do you agree with the vote?
Fuck yeah, thank you very much, everybody.
So you
Appreciate
do
it.
it. So you do agree that I'm the most unattractive male
Oh,
on Real Talk.
I meant just for me. Whatever's going on below me doesn't concern me.
Because that's just winning for the majority of the week, but then it's been a good week for you. I'm gonna make this quick, but it's been a good week for you because and I just want to give you shit for this. I'm just gonna keep giving you shit for this.
Thank you very much, guys, for coming to
Most
the
attractive
thank
guy
you
on
very
Real
much
Talk.
coming to the podcast, guys. Really appreciate
Go
you.
on, bro. Plug it so we can wrap up.
It's
Oh,
your
did you answer
boy.
that girl who asked for a threesome with me and you?
It's your boy and Raisin Ashi, aka Ash. Yeah. If you have any stories, anything, any dilemmas, anything you want us to go through, I haven't said this in a while. Make sure you hit us up on our Twitches, on our Twitters, at and Raisin Ashi at Daily Meat, and also screw this guy.
Take a picture again. Go on, do it. Yeah, like I said, Enraged and Nashi on all socials, Save Your Zaps on all socials, and The Meat Gaming on all socials. We are streamers as well as content creators and podcasters. We do it all over here. But for now, that's been Real Talk TMGC. This will be out on Wednesday at 12 p.m. GMT on YouTube. It will go live Wednesday evening across all audio platforms. We appreciate you all. That's the Real Talk podcast. We out here. Boom.